The following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
9:06. Here's a prediction. I think I know what at least 10 to 15 minutes of Sean Hannity's show is going to be about today. It's not a major news event. I believe 10 to 15 minutes of Sean Hannity's show today is going to be about Alec Baldwin. Unless he already took this up yesterday, which I doubt because it happened yesterday. Baldwin was arrested for going the wrong way on a one-way on a bicycle in New York. I think it was on Fifth Avenue. Got belligerent because he's Alec Baldwin. So he also got arrested for disorderly conduct. He had no ID on him. He apparently was insulted. The officers didn't recognize him. And did his usual Alec Baldwin thing. I don't know if you're aware, but Sean Hannity, who doesn't hate a lot of people, hates Alec Baldwin because of things Alec Baldwin has said about him. And anytime Alec Baldwin does something stupid like this, Sean Hannity just goes overboard on it on his show. It's obviously just a raw nerve for him, is Alec Baldwin. Baldwin says something about him once. And Hannity, the whole show, I actually got complaints about it. People calling my office. Why is he talking about that? I don't know. It may have already come up yesterday. If it did, then I hope he doesn't do it again today. But that's Sean's one weakness, is Alec Baldwin. But that said, the guy really is insufferable. He's just insufferable. He does these things over and over. He talked about it yesterday already? Okay. So then the prediction is, will he talk about it again today? I was on the road yesterday and really didn't catch much of Sean's show. So if he talked, well, that must have been pretty breaking stuff. I mean, today is Wednesday, right? Happened yesterday. So if that listener has it right, it must have been pretty fresh stuff as it was happening. I guess it depends on what time of day. Anyway, I don't want to spend any more time on that. But it is interesting how this guy never learns. He just never learns. Being Alec Baldwin doesn't just get you out of trouble. Remember the whole thing on the tarmac with he was playing Words with Friends, and there's just, what a baby. Just what an absolute baby. That he thinks these things, oh yeah, it happened because, yeah, it happened early in the day yesterday. That'd be about 10 o'clock our time. And it was already on TMZ. That's Pacific. So, yeah, about 10 o'clock our time. Yeah. Oh, he did it yesterday. Yeah, several. He did? He went about 30 minutes on that. Boy, did I lowball that. The guy is infuriating. I will grant you that. All right. Drudge, this is all over Drudge. Several links to this story, and I'm sure you heard about this story. This actually, first, let me see, CBS had this about 11:45 our time yesterday. Washington Times had it back on Monday. And Drudge still has it posted prominently at the top of his page. The 36,000 criminals freed while awaiting deportation. The CBS New York TV's, CBS News actually, is the only major mainstream outlet where I found anything of note on this. The U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, released some 36,000 convicted criminal aliens last year, who were awaiting the outcome of deportation proceedings, according to a report issued Monday by the Center for Immigration Studies. The group of released criminals includes those convicted of murder, sexual assault, kidnapping, and aggravated assault, according to the report, which cites a document prepared by ICE. A majority of the releases were not required by law, and were discretionary, the organization says. According to the report, the 36,000 individuals released represented, now listen to this, 36,000 people representing nearly 88,000 convictions. So you can see there's a lot of multiple offenders, repeat offenders in there. Here's the box score. Among those released, 193 murder convictions, 426 sexual assault convictions, 303 kidnapping convictions, 1,000 aggravated assault convictions, 1,100 stolen vehicles, 9,000 dangerous drug convictions, 16,000 drunk or drugged driving convictions, and 303 flight escape convictions. They knowingly released dozens of murders. Now, Breitbart ran this story yesterday on this. Texas Republican Representative Lamar Smith says it's a president-sanctioned prison break. This would be considered the worst prison break in American history, except it was sanctioned by the president and perpetrated by our own immigration officials. These criminal immigrants should have been deported to ensure they never commit crimes on U.S. soil. But instead, ICE officials chose not to detain them and instead released them back onto American streets, Smith said in a statement Monday. An internal Department of Homeland Security document obtained by the Center for Immigration Studies, a limited immigration group, and shared with Breitbart News Monday, revealed that last year ICE released 36,007 criminal immigrants who had nearly 88,000 convictions. And then we broke all of those down for you. Now, this is a word that some are bringing up that with this story that it seems nobody ever wants to bring up with this administration, and that's impeachment. Is this an impeachable offense? The Obama administration had been under pressure from the open borders crowd for too many deportations. What's going on? How come you're deporting so many illegal immigrants? What's the deal? You're supposed to be on our side on this. Was this a response to that? I don't know. But this is incredible. And this has been out there for 2 days now. As I always do with these things, just turn this around. Imagine if the Bush administration had released, and I could run through all the numbers again, that many murderers, that many rapists, that many, on and on and on. But this is the frustration when you have a mainstream media, and again, this was CBS that I read from, so I'm not saying there's a blackout. But I mean, this should be, I'm not saying it's not being covered, but it should be getting a lot more coverage than it's getting. A listener emailed, this isn't 36,000 criminals released. This is 36,000 new registered voters. 36,000. And seven, if you want to be exact. Over 80,000 convictions. So you can see a lot of repeat offenders here, as I said. This is, okay, look. Every time we try to make a big deal out of something really bad the Obama administration does, liberals say it's no big deal, and the media goes along for the ride. Here's just a semi-rhetorical question. What would this administration have to do for the media to treat it as they would a Republican scandal? I mean, you pick any of these. The IRS scandal, Benghazi, this. Jason says there is nothing. There is nothing so egregious the Obama administration could do that the media would actually treat it as a legitimate scandal. You may be right about that. I'm trying to think. How big would it have to be? How? I don't know. Because they don't, I mean, they pick at it a little bit for a while. But you know any of these. If Benghazi were on the other foot, if the IRS scandal were on the other foot, if a Republican president was unilaterally changing duly passed law by Congress, I'm just trying to think. I mean, this one is huge. It's huge. This should be the ongoing big story. But you have a mainstream media who sees its job not as speaking truth to power, but providing protection to power when it's the power they support. I am trying to think of anything. Jason, I think the fact he's black is part of it. He's an affirmative action president. He gets graded on a curve. That's just the reality. What could he do? You don't think there's anything. I'm just, all right, let me throw a couple of things at you. What if, let's see. What if he, actually embezzled? What if he embezzled millions of dollars from the United States government? No? How would he spin that? So he'd have Jay Carney go out there and explain that it wasn't really embezzlement, and then the media would just go along with that. Gosh, I hate to say this, but I find that plausible. I find it absolutely plausible. What else? I don't know. I'll sit and think about that in the next 5 minutes. If I come up with anything profound, I'll let you know. It's 9:18.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.